This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
Oh man, we got a lot in the news. We got Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton and James Patterson. We talked about it a little bit, but man, now it's getting worse on the Democrats because now they're ready to jettison their icon. Or at least somebody suggested it. I also want to talk a little bit about meetings I've had that, and this is more of a personal thing, but been trying to get a lot of these things funded that we're trying to do. And, you know, it's funny. I always look back at what we've been able to accomplish as a team, the Black Sphere team, Kevin Jackson as an individual. And I tell people all the time, you know, we just have a steady rise. We don't have any real spikes. I guess you could say when you got on Fox, there was a spike. Yeah, that's going to happen. But, I mean, as far as our trajectory goes, it's just been a steady climb. There's been no Candace Owens moment. You get what I'm saying? And there's a saying that says a light that burns twice as bright lasts half as long. And I look at it as that kind of that way. I don't want to have this Sarah Palin timeline. Hers was longer than the norm, right, when she got nominated for VP, and then, you know, she probably lasted, what, a couple of years? I mean, she rode a wave. Now, Sarah Palin is quite frankly, a caricature. I look at, other friends. Alan West. Alan, you know, when he was a congressman, he rode a wave. And then Alan was all over the place. He had, you know, PACs and all these different things. People wanted him to run for president, thought he'd be a VP on a president's staff. And, you know, he kind of got this blip. And then, you know, I'm not going to say he's fallen down because I wouldn't say that. But I think that he's leveled out, I guess is the best way to put it. And here's what the net of it is this. It takes a lot to keep something moving consistently. The infrastructure required to do that, to keep yourself constantly in the news. And here's the thing. We don't do it to say, ooh, we need to get in the news. We do it because we say, what's relevant from the news, and let's put it out there. And the best compliment I ever get is when my friends go, man, Kevin, you're all over the place. And I go, really? Yeah, we saw your meme. We saw this article. Heard your radio clips, whatever. And I go, that's what I want. And what I want to do, I'm going to tell you right now, I want to make stars. I want to do what nobody, I believe, in the conservative movement is willing to do, and that is to create people who are bigger than life. One of my guys, a protege, his name is Chris Harris. He runs Unhyphenated America. You're starting to see him more on Tucker. Chris, Tucker used to call me and, you know, hey, Kevin, can you come on the show? I say, call Chris. I haven't been on Tucker in a month or month and a half. Why? Because Chris has. I want Chris on there. We have a lady that we're bringing up to run TeaPartyCommunity.org, Jennifer Carroll, former Lieutenant Governor of Florida. If she accepts the position, and she's considering it very much, she'll be our person for that. We've got a project we're launching, and a young lady by the name of Alicia Poe, sharp girl. She's a Candace Owens on steroids. She's slated for that, and I could keep going. We want people out there. We want to create superstars. That's what I want. If you believe you are that, if you know somebody who is that, tell me. I want to bring these people to the forefront. The more talented people we have on our team, the better. I don't want to be Glenn Beck bringing in a bunch of, you know, what they call them, interns, which, by the way, I love interns. But there's got to be somebody there driving, that's the driving force. It has a vision. And I think that's me. And I will say, here's what I think we should be doing, and boom, go for it, guys. There's so much talent out there, so many people who can drive back the craziness of the left. So part of that craziness, here's a tweet. This is from Mark Lutchman. He says, Mark is a young black kid. I know it's a funny name, Lutchman. But he says, not only are there some states where illegals are allowed to attend college, there are some states where bills being considered to allow illegals the right to attend college for free. Some of my friends' parents are still paying off their student loans. This needs to stop. This is a young black man I talked to a while back who's looking for some things to do, very accomplished in his own right. Hopefully we can bring him onto the team. But he makes an interesting point. That tweet got thousands of people that responded. Here's one from Donald Trump and kind of highlights everything that we've been fighting for as conservatives in terms of being against what these people are trying to do to him and to the country. He says, wow, struck Page, the incompetent and corrupt FBI lovers have text referring to a counterintelligence operation into the Trump campaign dating back to December of 2015. Spygate is in full force. Is the mainstream media interested yet? Big stuff. I mean, who would have ever believed, like I said, that our FBI would do this, a venerable organization, an organization we've been told to trust? Remember, FBI people are now wanting to blow the whistle. I want to remind you of the things that are coming up. Remember, we just found the FBI is now investigating a leaker. The ex-Senate Intelligence Committee Director of Security is a leaker. I mean, this is the nation we now live in, a nation of leftism, a nation of, quote, progressivism. Progressivism that has divided this country along racial lines, along gender lines, along religious lines. Why? Because they refuse to say this is one America. If we were one America, Kaepernick doesn't kneel. We're not fighting against the ideas of communism versus capitalism. Capitalism wins every time. It's common sense. It's not even, you don't have to teach that. Story after story I could show you of leftism that just says, let's just keep things going, keep the chaos moving. And the litany of things that don't make sense, I mean, holy cow, the list is too long. Nancy Pelosi's mad that the economy's doing good. Bill Maher says he hopes the economy fails because he doesn't want any more Trump. I'm sad to say I hope that it fails. You know, look, if Obama could have made it work, congratulations to him. You know, and I will tell you, I knew it would fail, but I wouldn't hope that it fail. I knew it would fail. It's tough for me not to rationalize that and say, look, how can I not cheer against Obama in the sense that I know these policies don't work? And they didn't. But you know what? As I said, and I've said many times, if Barack Obama had performed like Trump, I'd be his biggest champion right now. I'd be saying, man, you black folks, y'all made a believer out of this brother here. Progressivism is amazing. I may have to reconsider everything that I've thought about. And that's what progressives need to be looking at themselves. Because they've been lied to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by Pro Pure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Radio Show. I watched on the Today Show yesterday morning. I noticed you didn't enjoy that entire interview. I want you to enjoy this one, but I do want to ask you something, which is, when I got home last night, on the CNN, they had a lower third banner that said something about William Clinton's tone-deaf response to the question from the Today Show. My question is, would you like a do-over on that answer? Do you understand why some people thought that was a tone-deaf response to his questions about the Me Too movement and how you might reflect on your behavior 20 years ago and how that reflection may change based on what you've learned through the Me Too movement?
Yeah, there, you know, when I saw the interview, I thought that because they had to, you know, distill it. And it looked like I was saying I didn't apologize and I had no intention to. And I was mad at me.
Well, you said in the interview that you did apologize. You said you apologized in the interview.
I did. And they showed a film clip finally. But what? Here's what I want to say. It wasn't my finest hour, but the important thing is that was a very painful thing that happened 20 years ago, and I apologize to my family, to Monica Lewinsky and her family, to the American people. I'm in it then, I'm in it now. I've had to live with the consequences every day since. And I still believe this Me Too movement is long overdue, necessary, and should be supported.
Stephen Colbert trying to throw Bill Clinton a lifeline. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. So I just would ask you, what do you think the left would do if this were Trump? If Trump were in the situation with Bill Clinton where he was accused of sexually abusing so many women, and there was one woman by the name of Juanita Broderick saying she was raped. You get what I mean? Just flip it. Will Colbert be throwing Bill Clinton a lifeline? Is there anything, Donald Trump a lifeline? Is there anything that Donald Trump could say that would get him, the media, to handle him with kid gloves? You know the answer. But more importantly, I do believe the time has come where people are finally saying, look, there's nothing you can do for Bill Clinton. He's not the polished politician he used to be. He's certainly, I think he's losing it a bit. I think Bill's living on the old days, you know, where he could say things and get away with it. I talked about it the other day, but I saw an article and it said, time to jettison Bill Clinton. And it was written in National Review. It says, time to quit Bill Clinton. Democrats, give him up. Chuck him under the wheel of the nearest greyhound. Stop making him the guest of honor at your parties and your fundraisers. It's a simple test, folks. Ask yourself, what would the left be doing if it were not one of their icons? It's such an easy exercise. He says, stop treating him as an amusing celebrity instead of a despicable human being on your talk shows. Stop giving to his foundation. It's a crooked one anyway. Every time somebody donates to the Clinton Foundation, I want to call him out for being a xenophobic racist and an elitist. You're hiding your money inside of his foundation. Clinton's gallivanting all over the country, throwing big galas and raising more money so that he can fund his lifestyle, and everybody pretends that it's good, and then he donates back to their foundations and vice versa. That's all it is. It's a very wealthy swap. He says, stop attending his speeches. Stop being deferential. Meaning, don't treat Bill Clinton like he's somebody special. Here's how you should treat Bill Clinton. Treat him as if you were Juanita Broderick and you finally get a chance to walk up to him. Are you going to shake his hand or are you going to punch him in the face? I'm not telling you to get beat up by Secret Service or shot. I'm just saying, don't treat him like he's somebody special. He's not. I'm not knocking him as a president. If you really look at Bill Clinton's policies, I've said it before, because of Newt Gingrich, he almost looks like a conservative. But as a human being, Bill Clinton is a despicable person. And you want to know what makes him the most despicable of everything? His devotion to Hillary, not as a husband, but as a political partner. That's what makes him the most despicable. He knows how vile of a human being his wife, you know, and I use my finger quotes, can be. He knows all the things that she has done to cover up for him, things that he doesn't have the stomach to do. And yet, he wanted her to be president. He did everything he could for her to be president. And as much as it seems like he was a saboteur, he really did want her to be the success. Bill would have given anything to pay back that favor. I think that would have been his biggest thing, like, just get this monkey off my back, so to speak. There Kevin is alluding that Hillary's a monkey. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it, Kevin Jackson, listening audience. She's a white woman. Oh, and Kevin is black. He can talk monkey talk. He goes on to say this, denounce him publicly and without equivocation. Don't say, well, he was good here, he's bad here. Say what he was. He was a lecherous human being for all the reasons I just told you. The biggest one being that he wanted Hillary Clinton, knowing the disposition of Hillary Clinton. It isn't like it's like he's, you know, wondering what she would have done. Hillary, unhinged. With the button? And then what would she have done to make herself look competent when we know that she isn't? It says you've exiled actors, newsreaders, comedians for doing less than he did. I picture them all commiserating somewhere together on an island of misfit boys. Matt Lauer, Garrison Keillor, Kevin Spacey, Charlie Rose, Al Franken, Louis C.K. The list goes on. Let's throw in Bill Cosby, right? He's in the mix. Who else has been accused? How many other people? Gone. Careers, I mean, legacies in the dust, in the wind. And Bill Clinton is on a book tour with James Patterson. James Patterson, by the way, you should be ashamed of yourself associating yourself with a sexual predator. What could you possibly be thinking? If I was James Patterson's publicist and Bill Clinton said, let's write a book together, I think I got some real good stories. I'd say, I'll take your stories, I'll give you royalties, but I'll be doggone if I'm going to be seen on tour with you. You better wear a butt plug. Because Bill Clinton, man, woo, piece of work. But Bill's the darling, man. They making the rounds on this book. All the late night TV talk show. Oh, let's have Bill Clinton on. What? Look, I don't know much about ratings. Do you honestly believe that Bill Clinton is a ratings draw? Hillary Clinton, is she a ratings draw? I dare somebody to tell me what Hillary Clinton now makes on a speech. Go find out. You think Hillary Clinton's getting paid $500,000 to speak? Do you believe that Bill Clinton's getting paid $500,000 to speak? Yet the party and its media arm treat this dude with kid gloves, delicately. I think there's something to be said about the pathology that will not let them let Bill Clinton go. What are they afraid of? As a conservative, I would say, drop this dude.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As we wind down the hours before President Trump will meet in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the goal of the summit remains the same.
As the President said on Saturday, this is truly a mission of peace.
The FCC's repeal of net neutrality rules, which had required internet service providers to offer equal access to all web content, took effect today. One of the big concerns regarding this repeal was what would happen to folks in rural areas. Well, Ajit Pai, joined Fox News to talk about that issue.
This is our number one issue, closing the digital divide. I come from rural Kansas, a part of the state that is too often on the wrong side of that divide. We're improving more satellite companies and wireless companies to innovate and invest. We're getting some of the fixed broadband companies to invest more in rural areas in particular. I'm really excited about the future. It's obviously not where we want it right now, but in the time to come, we're going to see better internet access for people, especially in rural areas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
After living in St. Louis for well over a decade, I finally got to meet an icon, a gentleman by the name of August Busch III. And you know the name because obviously Anheuser-Busch is a big name. It's obviously the Busch family folks. And August Busch III ran the company. The fourth ran it for a little bit to his son after a while. But anyway, long story short, we're launching a project. And one of my good friends is friends with August, and we had this meeting. And I was, when he told me he was going to have the meeting, and he asked me to divert back from Atlanta into St. Louis for this meeting. It was a lunch meeting to meet a giant of industry. And this guy's a huge in St. Louis. I mean, I can't tell you what the Busch family has done to, in that community. So a friend of a friend set this up. My buddy and I have been working together on various projects. And his friend is the best friend of August Busch. And I'll get more into that in just a second. But I jokingly thought as we approached the building, I've spoken at this location one other time before. And I call it the heart of white privilege, jokingly, because I had spoken to the parents of children who attended this prestigious private school. And I was addressing the faculty and the parents and saying, look, guys, I don't know what your agenda is for black kids coming to this school, but if you dumb them down, you have hurt not only the black kids, but you've hurt the reputation of your school. Didn't go over well with the administrators, but ask me if I care. So as my friend and I walked in, there stood August, one of his sons, and the friend who set up the meeting, and his name was Rusty. So my buddy sticks out his hand to shake August Busch's hand, and August pulls his hand up because he was putting it out, but he pulls his hand up and he doesn't shake the hand of my friend, who, by the way, is a pretty much a titan of industry himself. His family at one point owned the St. Louis Cardinals. So August pulls his hand up and because he's waiting to shake mine, and then he sticks his hand out to shake my hand, and he shakes my hand first. Then he circles back around and shakes the hand of my buddy and his peer. And I thought to myself, that's interesting. And so anyway, we get our drinks, head into the lunchroom, and we're the only people dining there. And I'm inclined to believe it wasn't by accident, but I don't know that for sure. But I'm telling you, this is a place that, you know, can hold easily 200, 250 people. And we are the only ones at this place. There's a bartender and two other servers. And that's it. It's like somebody bought out the restaurant, so to speak. And the wait staff perform beyond expectation, given the quality of the guest, not me notwithstanding. And what was funny is they anticipated August's needs, so I presume he eats there all the time. The conversation begins with my friend introducing the objective, you know, kind of the setup to conversation, and I'm expected at some point to get the nod and understand when to jump in. And when that time occurred, I explained to August why I wanted his money, even though we hadn't gotten to the ask yet. So I'm explaining the project based on what my friend had introduced. And I'm saying, so August, here's what's going on in the world of academia, blah, blah, blah. But I want to also explain the role. So my buddy, his, as I said, his family owned the Cardinals for a bit. But here's what's kind of a funny aside. My buddy's brother bought the Cardinals. My friend's brother's name is Drew. He passed away. But Drew bought the Cardinals, and he bought them from August Bush back in the early 90s, somewhere along in there. So he bought the Cardinals from August Bush, and it's a funny story how they negotiated that, but I'm not going to share that with you. But so there was history there. As I mentioned before, one of the guests was August's best friend. And August would say to me at one point later in the conversation, Kevin, all my friends are dead. And so when I'm looking at his buddy, I looked at him and said, I guess maybe you're August's friend by default. And we all had a good laugh. And then the other guest was one of August's sons. And it wasn't August the 4th. I'll leave it at that. So there I was, holding court with some of the wealthiest, most powerful men in St. Louis. And August knew I was there for some of his money, so let the grilling begin. Now, you don't become an icon without being tough. And at one point, the conversation got a bit non-PC, and August made it clear that at 82 years of age, he was anything but PC. And I'm going to tell you something. For an 82-year-old dude, he wasn't skipping a beat. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed he was 82. But I was so much on stage that my sandwich was untouched. So you can imagine these kind of meetings. You're just being grilled and everybody's eating. And August is like, well, how are you going to do this? You know, what are you going to do with the money? Anyway, so he sees me that I'm not able to eat. And he told me to take a few bites and he would talk for a bit. So the man who took Anheuser-Busch to icon status then asked me tough questions about my project. And he was genuinely interested in the problems that I detailed around education and even more intrigued at my potential solutions. And he referenced the man, and I helped him remember the guy's name. And he's talking to this guy. He's, wrote this book that, you know, it's, blah, blah, blah. And I said, Saul Alinsky. I could tell by what he was. I said, Saul Alinsky. He goes, yeah, yeah. And then he goes, have you read the book? And I said, yeah, I've read it. But what was funny, all the other people were, August didn't go to college, and he proudly proclaims that. And he says, you know, that book is difficult to read. He goes, even for these elites, these college guys, you know, and he's pointing to all the other people at the table. He said he had to read it twice. But he couldn't remember the name of the book, and I said, Rules for Radicals. He goes, have you read it? I said, yeah, I've read it. He says, I read it twice. He goes, the guy writes so intellectually, I had to read it twice to understand it. Thought that was kind of funny. And I also loved how he took the jibe at the guys who had the big degrees, because his son is one of them. So he gave me my final test, asked me how I would handle this problem related to the project, and I told him it was funny. I said, I wouldn't go have a meeting with this guy picket him. And I'd rain a media storm on him, and we'd picket his house, we'd picket the location where he works, and I would have a media storm on him. I'd have people writing about him. You know, everything would be negative. And I said I would use Alinsky's tactics. And it was so funny to watch. He sat back in, like, he was leaning forward, like, looking for my answer. And when I said I would use Alinsky's tactics, and he sat back in and folded his hands, and he went like, he looked over away from everybody like, I'll be dang. And then he starts writing on a napkin. Yeah, I mean, not a napkin, a piece of paper that somebody had given him a piece of paper. He turned it over and he starts writing on that piece of paper. Yeah. Anyway, hands that paper to his son, announced the level of support he would give me. We stood up, shook hands, and everybody left. And as I reflected on that meeting later in the evening, I thought of my life. The fact that I was sitting down with these wealthy, powerful men and the next generation of wealthy, powerful men who saw the need to help with this project, and I thought of the blessings by God for me to have no level of discomfort at that meeting. Zero. How can I not reflect on the past that it would have never allowed for such a meeting to take place? At the time when August Bush was born, I couldn't even go in that joint. I mean, so many things passed through my head. How did I get so ready for that moment? And then I thought about a meeting I'd had earlier in the week where I met with a friend of mine, a friend of a friend, but we're friends too. He's an acquaintance, and he's a cardiologist, worked under Dr. Ben Carson at Johns Hopkins. And he and his son came by for a visit, and his son's a blue chip athlete that wanted to play football his last year of eligibility at a SEC school. And long story short, his father's a cardiologist, and he's a brilliant man. He talks, you know, you hear him speak, and you think to yourself, you know, this is a brilliant dude. And his son talked in like hip-hop. And as I was in my meeting in St. Louis with the Bush team, and I'm reflecting on that kid whose father's a cardiologist, and I was thinking to myself, he couldn't be in this meeting, not the way he talks, not the way he. And I mean, this kid is great. I hope he gets his football scholarship this last year where he wants to play, and we're going to do a lot to help him. But I was thinking about what it took to get to there and how well I prepped my kids to be able to sit in that meeting and have comfort and not feel there's no level of intimidation. I didn't care how much money August Bush had. I don't care if he gave me a nickel. I was going to state the problem, and that's that. And that's what I did. We had one contentious moment where, not contentious, but August says, Kevin, what are you going to do? You know, how do I know what you're going to do? You know, what? No, he didn't say, here's what he said. He says, what's in it for you? And I looked at him. I was like, man, do you know if I go to the other side, I could be you in this meeting with a lot of money. There's nothing in it for me. Nothing. I do it because I believe it's my calling. It definitely made an impact on me.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And this is a Fox News alert. The FBI has made an arrest in a long-running leak investigation. You know, they promised to do this, the Attorney General and the President. Well, the former Director of Security for the Senate Intelligence Committee, he was to handle all their classified information, James Wolf has been indicted and arrested. He's accused of making false statements to the FBI while they were investigating leaks of classified information. Now, some of those apparently allegedly occurred as the Intel Committee was investigating potential Russian interference in the presidential presidential election. Wolf is charged with lying about his contacts with three reporters, including through his use of encrypted messaging apps. The Senate Intelligence Committee chair and vice chair say they are cooperating with investigators. Meanwhile, the New York Times reporting tonight that the DOJ secretly seized email and phone records from reporter Allie Watkins. The Times says the information seized predated her work there back when she was at BuzzFeed, and that, quote, FBI agents approached Watkins seeking information about a previous three-year romantic relationship with James A. Wolf, the Senate Intelligence Committee's former director of security, saying they were investigating unauthorized leaks. He's got a court hearing tomorrow. We will follow it.
James Wolf, oh my goodness, Senate Intelligence Committee Security Director, 58 years old, and he's a Democrat. I know, shocking. I had to look that up. I was like, I wonder what he is, because they didn't mention it. And here's kind of the backstory. Accused of repeatedly giving false statements to federal agents in December of 2017. This isn't that long ago, when he was asked about his communication with three journalists. And according to the indictment, the former U.S. Senate staffer also lied about giving two journalists classified information. Holy mother of Hillary Clinton! What? He gave out classified information. Did he know? What was his intent, James Comey? Huh? In 2017, Wolf reportedly admitted to the FBI that he was untruthful, here it comes, about his personal relationship with a reporter when he was confronted with photos of them together. However, he said he didn't share information, confidential information, with this person. So, this reminds me of House of Cards, where the reporter is sleeping with Spacey's character before he became president. Just to get information, wanting insider information. Do you know how much of this goes on the Hill? The people willing to make the ultimate sacrifice? The women who are willing to get Harvey Weinstein? Do you get what I'm saying? All because they want to get a better story. Get a leg up on something. What an amazing thing here. Wow. Wolf. Oh. Indicted and arrested on three counts of making false statements. Why does it matter? According to this article, investigators used a personal relationship Wolf previously had with a reporter, as well as her phone records, to allege that he leaked information to the media and lied to investigators about it. Now, let's remember all the leaking and the phone tapping and all the things that Donald Trump found out was happening, that the left said, he's lying, it didn't happen, they weren't leaking any information. This is the deep state at work. These are the people part of the cabal. Let me tell you something. James A. Wolf. Psst. Who is he? John Carlin. Psst. Who is he? You don't hear those names when you think about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and Comey and Director Ray and McCabe and Mueller. But those are the minions underneath doing the dirty work. Those are the minions. And so when you look at all, I mean, you're going to start hearing these obscure names. Names are like, who is that? Who? It's going to get as tough to keep up with as like following a Muslim, you know, these Muslim Al-Shabaab, Al-Shalikah, Nassim, and Haram Muhammad, and trying to figure out who's who. But let me tell you, there are many minions in this Obama administration, in this cabal to bring down Donald Trump, who are about to get their butts handed to him. The detail. Allie Watkins, a national security reporter for The Times, had years of communications records and subscriber information from companies, including Google and Facebook, seized from the Justice Department. This is according to the New York Times. Two email accounts and a phone number of hers were specifically targeted. Investigators did not obtain the content of messages sent, but could view who she was in communications with. They did not notify Watkins of their investigation until February, after the information they needed was obtained. The information did not show she mishandled classified information, but said they were still taking the matter extremely seriously. The fact that she even had it is enough. Now, Barack Obama... this guy would have thrown this chick under the bus, I mean, under the jail, as we would say, had he been in office, and he'd done it to many other people. But I don't know what's going to happen to her under Trump, but this is just proof. I mean, come on, leftists. You know, look, I'm just a little lowly radio guy, Kevin Jackson, by the way. Kevin Jackson Radio Show is what you're listening to, and you can go to kjradio.com to leave me a note or whatever. But how can you hear these things and not start to wonder what's going on your side of the aisle? I mean, you got the what is this guy's title again? Let me see what it is. He is the Senate Intelligence Committee security guy, security director, the dude who's supposed to be the keeper of the secrets. Wow. He's supposed to be, look, I don't know when this happened. I don't know who appoints him. I don't know all the details around it, but isn't this fishy? Think about, okay, so add to this the Debbie Wasserman Schultz stuff, where they got Pakistani Muslims over all of the DNC's IT. I mean, who does this? In a time where we are at war with Islam, I know the left pretend they don't want to real that they don't know this, but they know it. We are at war with Islam, and they put these people in charge of IT. Find out that they're financing, you know, doing crooked stuff with housing, you know, refinancing houses or doing something with it, and then sending the money to Pakistan. Oh, but that didn't ring any bell. That didn't set off any flags. This is amazing. Look, we've been talking about leaking. Look, every single thing that Donald Trump has said, I don't know how much you can do to convince a brain-dead moron, a.k.a. a leftist, that they need to stop thinking about this in the way that they... It's like if you're delusional and you sing karaoke and you sing horrible, but you think you're going to get a deal. You know, you're like, man, shoot, somebody's going to come in here and discover me, and it's going to be on you like a chicken bone. And you're up there singing, and people are going, please stop. Just go get down. What? Y'all don't recognize talent? I mean, that's what I see. I look at the Democrats, and I say, what level of desperation must you be that you cannot finally say to yourself, and I get it. I do understand it. It would be difficult to admit I'm really this stupid. I voted for a guy who cheated his way in, was completely unqualified, and proved it. He surrounded himself with incompetence, and they proved it. Name me one competent person in the Obama administration that you go, man, this person was excellent. The closest thing you could come to it are the non-policy people, like a Valerie Jarrett. She was excellent at intimidation and making people, you know, understand that the Obama camp, Obama was going to be vindictive. You better toe the line. She was excellent at that. But in terms of excellence, in terms of what we as Americans could benefit from, name me one person. Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Ron, what's his name? I forget, he was the mayor of Dallas. Name them all. Name his cabinet. Joe Biden, Susan Rice, John Clapper, Comey. Name them. Tell me who you think was, wow, man, these people were excellent. Because I promise you, if you call my show, 844-551-8255, and give me a name, I will research that clown and prove to you that whoever you pick, and I'm telling you, pick them at random. I'm not even going to let you cherry pick. Get the best one. I'm going to destroy them in your mind. I will prove to any leftist willing to give me the information they want researched on a person. They go, Kevin, this person was competent. Commerce Secretary, HUD, you name it. I will destroy them before your very eyes. There was nobody in the Obama camp that was competent. And to have to come to that conclusion, and then here's the worst thing, and I've talked about this before. You're going to have to come to the conclusion that Barack Obama was part of this. He was part of the cabal to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. How pathetic is that? He's so scared, so afraid of what we would find out, which we are finding out, by the way. We're finding out that when you have somebody competent at the helm, the country can improve. Don't talk to me about legacy Obama crap. His legacy is failure.
He won't. won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.